Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir? Okay, so the Honorable Mr. The witness will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mr. Werther, can you hear me? If you can, you may want the CO3 to close the door because there's a lot of background noise. Can you ask the CO3 to close the door? Hello, can you hear me? Sir, do you have an interpreter?
Did he request?
Yeah.
Did
he?
Is this Mark
Puzas? So what is your name again? What's your name again, sir?
So
Mr. Michael Johnson have your conduct your hearing, but would you put the CO3 back on, sir? Please give us all back to the CO3. Ask him to come on. To the CO3. Please? Hello, CO3?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, sir?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can loud hear you.
Okay, now,
you go phone back to Mr. Hurston.
Sir, would you please give the phone back to the CO3? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. According to our information, he has requested an interpreter this morning. Were you prepared to assist him, or will someone be there assisting him in terms of his speaking to the board this morning?
I think I'll just turn around here and speak Spanish. Let me look at that real quick.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, I'm confusing with general occasions.
Yes, sir. Are you going to assist us with interpretation or with the gentleman this morning? Is he able to do that, sir?
Yes, sir.
And would you also ask him to close the door? I think he's closing the door now because we... Sir, would you ask him to close the door because we can barely hear? It's closing very slowly. Okay. Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting the hearing, so if you would just hold on, and he will be, although you will be translating, but he will be talking to you at this time, sir.
Sir, officer, could you tell me your name? Could you tell me your name, sir?
My name is Roberto.
Roberto?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Officer Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, R-A-M-I-R-E-D.
R-A what?
R-A-M-I-R-E-D.
Ramirez? Did I say that right, Officer? Ramirez?
Ramirez, yes, sir.
Ramirez. Okay, Officer Ramirez, could you have Mr. Herrera state his name, his ADC number for us?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lopez, his ADC number. Martin Huerta, number 7883-10.
Okay. So could you hand the phone back to the COT? I don't know how you're going to make this work. I have to speak the phone.
Can I put you?
Officer Ramirez, is it possible to put him on speakerphone?
Yeah, no, there was no speaker. It's just the phone over here.
Is it possible we can call that phone behind you? Because There's no way we're gonna be able to do it with just transferring the phone back to Lawrence, because we're gonna need you to interpret for us and interpret for him too.
Sure, let me see.
Okay, sir.
You want to call us on that number here?
Yes, sir. So
we call you, or
we can call you on that number there. We can still see you. That way, we can put it on speakerphone, and he can interpret for him.
All right.
Can you give us that extension, like, sir?
Hey, you have a new number, right?
So what is your phone number, sir?
What is the number to that phone there?
So 520-264-7521. The extension is 34848.
Hold on, sir. Repeat that number again.
520-364-7521 and the extension is 34848.
Okay, sir, let me try it again, sir.
Hello, you have your Lawrence Prison Complex in Dublin. If you know your credit card extension number, you may dial it at any time during this method. You cannot be transferred to this number. Check the number and try again. Wait while I call the
introduction.
Okay. So if you could put it on speakerphone, then we could go ahead and conduct the hearing.
All right, I'll get you the other phone.
Okay, Officer Ramirez, I'll kind of pause in between so that you can translate for Mr. Barrett there. Okay. So, Mr. Herrera, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the members of the board conducting your hearing today. Does he understand English? Okay. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as the panel chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Mills. Mr. Rector, you are standing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. You are currently serving. Currently serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. Did you tell him that?
that's the most necessary.
Okay, he was eligible for parole on January 19th of
2018.
Yep, the board granted him parole to his next consecutive sentence. It would lead to another murder charge and a life sentence. Could you tell him that, sir? Okay, if he was granted parole, he would be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, which would be another murder sentence for lifetime, life on another murder sentence. He currently has also has a hold on him for ICE. Okay. According to his progress report, Mr. Herrera claims he will be released to ICE and he will go to Mexico City where he has family. He will stay with his he will stay with his sister who has a residence there in Mexico. He will stay with his sister who lives in Mexico.
Okay,
que yo tenga que con mi hermana en la Ciudad de México. Sí.
Okay, that's correct. Mr. Webb also claimed that he is a brother and has many opportunities to find employment.
Sí, es cierto.
He said that because of the size of Mexico City, there are many rehabilitation centers he could attend.
Sí, para continuar con mi rehabilitación.
Okay, according to his AIMS report, in July 13th of 2017, he got a major ticket for a fight.
Sí.
Can you tell us what that is? Can you tell me what that is about?
Estaba envuelto en una pelea de un dinero que yo no tenía nada que ver ahí. Ese fue el punto, ¿me entiendes?
He was involved in a fight involving what? Okay. Then, and it looks like on April 26, 2017, he received another ticket for refusing the program. What is that about?
El oficial vino a mandarnos con una orden fuerte, ¿me entiendes? Cuando no era eso, así, ¿me entiendes?
He said it was about a job and that the officer came down to him on ordering him or demanding and that they would be refused.
Okay, I see something in here that says that he was working a job, he was working the street and sweeping the sidewalk, and he walked off into a building and was talking to someone, and the officer told him to continue sweeping. He told the officer that he was he was not minding his business, and he refused to stop. He threw his broom down and said he wasn't going to work for that officer on that crew anymore.
Sí, pero explícale que maestro nos está mandando una herramienta, que era a las 6 de la tarde cuando entramos a trabajar. Entonces, ¿cómo quiere que empecemos a trabajar si apenas nos están dando la herramienta? Y ese es todo el problema de ese ticket.
Okay. Mr. Redler, since he's been incarcerated, has 3 pages of disciplinary action. Also, Ramirez, I'm going to read some information from the court document, and I want you to explain it to Mr. Director, and then I want to ask him, is there anything about it that's not true? Okay, so according to the pre-sentence investigation, Mr. Harap and his two co-defendants got together with the victim, went to his address, and they were having a New Year's Eve party with the victim. Well, you can just tell them that. They went to Mr. Gutierrez and had a New Year's Eve party at the victim's house. Okay, Mr. Gutierrez left the room with a juvenile female for the purpose of having a sexual relationship.
Nosotros estábamos muy tornados en ese tiempo, y drogados también, ¿verdad? Sobre que lo que haya pasado con esa otra persona, no tengo idea.
Okay, so while he was at the house, he became involved in a physical confrontation with Mr. Zunda. During this confrontation, Mr. Redder grabbed a knife and stabbed Mr. Zunda while he was on the ground.
Sí, porque yo traté de defenderme porque como éramos varias gente y cuando se hizo todo ese alboroto, todos salimos de plática, ¿verdad? De amigata y todos nos defendimos porque estábamos peleando todos contra todos. Yo también me acuerdo de eso, ¿verdad? De lo que pasó. Y pues eso fue lo que pasó, de que si tomé el cuchillo, no sé, o yo solo traté de defenderme, porque en ese momento éramos todos peleando con todos, ¿me entiendes?
Okay, well, he stabbed the victim, Mr. Zunda, 25 times, at least 25 times, with the wounds to the back and the neck area.
Porque estuvimos involucrados más de 5 personas en la pelea ese día.
Okay. So after the victim had been stabbed, Mr. Russell tried to leave the house and got in and subsequently stabbed the second victim about 25 times. After Mr. Moretta stabbed Mr. Zunga the first time, he was getting ready to leave the apartment, and someone tried to stop him, and he began in a fight with them, and he also knocked him to the ground and stabbed him a minimum of 25 times.
Yes, I understand. Y que lo pusiste, yo le doy también, y que lo buscaste y también lo señalaste.
No, como no me entiende que cuando pasó, lo que pasó fue ahí adentro de la casa, y cuando ya nos, yo ya me fui para mi casa, yo no sé qué fue lo que pasó, yo más me fui para mi casa, y toda la demás gente se fue para sus casas, o se quedaron, o no sé, ¿me entiendes? Porque ya era muy noche.
Okay, Officer Ramirez, can you ask Mr. Horacio just to tell us in his own words what occurred and what he did that night?
Sí, lo que pasó es lo que empezamos a tomar muy temprano alcohol y a drogarnos. Y así continuamos desde la mañana hasta la medianoche. Ya después de que pasó el nuevo año, fue cuando se puso más caliente las cosas, y fue cuando salimos de todo de alegato o empezamos a pelear.
So what happened when the fight broke out? What started the fight?
Empezó la pelea porque si mal recuerdo, que porque no queríamos ir a comprar más cerveza a la licorería, porque iban a cerrar en ese tiempo. Pues ya era tarde, y sí recuerdo parte de eso, de que fue porque algunos no fuimos a comprar más que licor a la licorería. Fue parte de eso, de la negata que tuvimos.
Okay, where did Mr. Redford get the knife that he is? Where did Mr. Redford get the knife that he used?
El cuchillo estaba ahí en la mesa, una mesa chica donde estaban los sillones, y ¿verdad? Ahí donde estaba el cuchillo, ahí donde estábamos tomando, porque estábamos pues cortando limones, y lo teníamos usando el cuchillo ahí, ¿me entiendes? Se lo continuó.
Can you ask Mr. Redford why he stabbed these guys so many times?
En verdad, todavía no lo puedo entender yo, porque como vuelvo a repetirlo, andaba en la influencia del alcohol, y había andado mucha droga, mucha cocaína, mucho alcohol, mucha cerveza. Sobre que no supe lo que yo estaba haciendo o lo que la demás gente hizo, no sé qué fue lo que pasó, ¿me entiendes?
Okay, tell him I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
The board has any additional questions.
So the board has,
asked Mr. Huerta, he noticed a letter that he wrote in Spanish. Does he have that letter with him?
Yes, he has a letter that he needs with him.
No, porque se lo entrega a un siempre a González, o a Vasira. Se lo entrega a la población, se quedó con el autor de su papel.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Would you ask Mr. Hotel, Mr. Rector, the board is doing to go into discussion. However, before we go into the discussion, is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
Que el board está presentando una interna, pasando, que si tiene una pregunta o algo que quiera señalar.
No, pero, no, pero pronto no estoy, estoy...
No, 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 sí.
Okay, I also tell him that we do have, that he's received some training, and we do have the certificates that he received while he's been incarcerated. Okay, would you also tell him that we do have a letter that we received from the county attorney's office, Maricopa County Attorney's Office, objecting to his being paroled to his next consecutive sentence?
He didn't have that to deal with him. He didn't.
So, okay.
Tell Mr. Redder, the board's going into discussion. We'd like for him to stay on the phone and have to remain silent while the board's in discussion. Okay. And while the board's in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to grant or deny his parole to next consecutive sentence. So the board is now in discussion, and based on the information and the opportunity to talk with Mr. Director, he is actually serving a life sentence where the victim was stabbed repeatedly more than 25 times and tried to leave the residence, and one of the gentlemen that was there tried to stop him. At that time, he actually knocked him to the ground, stabbed him. A minimum, as the report says, a minimum of 25 times. They both expired. The owner of the residence was in the back room. We came out and they tried to assault him, but he got assaulted and he jumped out the window. He was able to escape. He was charged with aggravated assault and that charge, and served a 15-year sentence, which was concurrent with the original life sentence, which has expired. The 15-year sentence has expired. So he was moved to his next consecutive sentence. He was moved to another life sentence for a murder. He has an ice hold on him. He has very limited release plan. He has taken some training, but he does have an extensive discipline record, in which he received two tickets in this year. One of them was for refusing the program, one of them was for fighting, and then in 2016 he received two tickets for disobeying a verbal and refusal of the program. And then in 2015 he had two tickets, one for disrupting town and the other for violating a grooming. All of these tickets that he received in these last few years, he has been found guilty of those tickets that he received in those last 5 years. So based on the information and very limited programming that he has actually received during this period of time, I am not in favor of paroling Mr. Huerta to his next effective sentence or granting him an absolute discharge.
Thank you. I agree with you, sir.
Therefore, I am going to make the motion to deny Mr. Huerta the role to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
And then I am going to
for 1 year set off.
You agree?
I'm going to state the reasons for the denial is serious and violent offense, loss of human life. I'm going to say a serious and deadly offense since that both victims were stabbed over 25 times. A serious bodily injury since one victim was already aggravated assault. There were multiple victims. A history of assaultive behavior, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, lack of programming, needs closer supervision, poor or no relief plan. And I'm going to mark up here no family community support since they didn't have it. So those would be my reasons. Officer Ramirez?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So would you inform Mr. Director that the board has voted to deny his absolute discharge parole or parole to his next consecutive sentence?
Okay, I'm not.
Okay. And the reasons are, sir, I'm going to just read these off one by one if you could tell it to him for me, sir. The reason for his denials is that serious and violent offense. The reasons for his denial, I'm going to read them off to you, but I'll read them off one by one if you could tell it to him for me, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. The first, serious and violent offense.
Redemption. Yes, you know.
Loss of human life. Serious and deviant offense.
What that do?
Serious and deviant offense. Serious bodily injury. Multiple victims. A history of assaultive behavior. Poor institutional behavior. Recent disciplinary infractions. Needs closer supervision. Lack of programming. Poor or no release plan. And no family or community support system. Those are his reasons for denial. I'm asking you to get him staying now. Okay. Tell Mr. Reto that that's going to conclude this hearing at this time. We want to thank him for appearing and participating in this hearing.
Yes, I got a hearing in the other last participant.
Officer Ramirez?
Yes,
I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to do an interpretation for us. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.